Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Good morning. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 54 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Another rough day in L.A. Protesters stopped traffic on the 101 freeway. Cars were set on fire. Rocks and fireworks were thrown at police officers. The National Guard hit the crowd with tear gas. Governor Gavin Newsom says we didn't have a problem until Trump got involved and called in the National Guard. Trump suggesting he may go further and call up active duty Marines.
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart like it was under Biden.
Another bloody day at the food lines in Gaza. 12 people died, shot by Israeli troops who say that they were coming too close. Israeli troops boarded the aid boat heading for Gaza with an activist group, including Greta Thunberg.
Everyone here is safe. No one is wounded right now.
Thunberg and her crew were detained, Israel saying that all are expected to return to their home countries, saying the aid will be handled through proper channels. This is ABC News. And the Tony Award for Best New Play on Broadway goes to Purpose, Best New Musical, Maybe Happy Ending. Appearing on Broadway, Sarah Snook playing multiple parts in The Picture of Dorian Gray. That's Best Leading Actress in a Play. Leading Actor in a Play, Cola Scola for O. Mary. The new day brings a new Trump travel ban. It stops the U.S. from letting in citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries. Seven other countries face tighter restrictions. The new day could bring a hurricane, the season's first. Tropical storm Barbara is strengthening off Mexico's Pacific coast. A skydiving plane with 20 aboard clipped trees and crashed in Tullahoma, Tennessee. All survived, some very badly banged up. What's black and white and chased all over? An escaped pet zebra in Tennessee, finally captured after a week in which the internet went nuts over Ed the zebra. One fake posting showed Ed dining at a Waffle House. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to rise to 67 degrees, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. Scattered showers likely, maybe some rumbles of thunder, a high of 67. Tonight, a few sprinkles early, then partly cloudy and cool, a low of 50. Tuesday, sunshine mixed with clouds and warmer conditions, a high of 77. Tuesday night, mostly clear and mild and 57. Wednesday, partly sunny, rather warm, showers and thunderstorms likely, some with heavy rain Wednesday and a high of 85. In Richland Center, yesterday's top temperature was 75. We picked up 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. This morning, east winds are at 5 miles per hour, and we're down from the midnight reading of 55. It is 54 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise. Today, Monday, June 9th, it's time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Twilight light. till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, come home, it's supper time. See her standing yonder. Her familiar voice I hear once more. She said the banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time upon the golden shore. Supper time, the shadows lengthen fast. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last. Child, you're
Joey and Rory and Supper Time. Before that, a national anthem performed by Natalie Grant. And here we are together again, friends. Phil Nee with you as we officially begin the broadcast day with the Light in the Milk House show. We trust it was a good weekend for you. We had a good weekend, a few things here and there, and a trip to Cazenovia for home talent baseball yesterday. We'll check out some scores from the local scoreboard. The Brewers suffered a loss yesterday, and they'll begin a series with the Braves this week. We'll have more details when we check sports in about 10 minutes. Here's Ronnie McDowell.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, Lord, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. So baby, don't you worry about growing older. Those young girls ain't got nothing on you. It takes some living to get good at giving, and giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Older women
are beautiful lovers,
are beautiful lovers.
Older women,
older.
temptress. She's the lady, she's the mother of my baby. And I thank God I'm the lucky man she loves. Sometimes I lie awake and watch her sleeping, and I just want to bust when the love drops fill my eyes. I wonder what she'd think if she woke up and caught me weeping, 'cause daddies and heroes ain't supposed to cry. You know the morning always seems to catch us laughing. We got the baby in the bed between us safe and warm. And I thank the Lord above for all the good times that I'm having, wrapped up in my woman's loving arms. I run home to my own little world, take her in my arms and hold her, and I soon forget there's another world outside. She's a friend, she's a lover, she's a woman, she's a wife, she's the answered prayer every lonely man dreams of. She's a temptress, she's a lady, she's a mother.
That's Claude King on WRCO Radio. 5:15 the time and 54 degrees the temperature. A reminder, today you can enjoy breakfast with the 50th Richland County Wagon Train, now through Friday from 7 until 9 at Mick Memorial Park Shelter in Hub City. You can also watch the wagon train leave the park daily at 9. Wednesday night will also feature an auction, and Thursday night, 6 until 8, will feature karaoke with Benny B from 6 until 8. So that is going on this week, leading right into the rodeo. Also, a reminder today that Boscobel Pool Fundraising Committee will sponsor a picnic in the park for the pool. Coming up tonight, you're invited to enjoy hamburgers, brats, and hot dogs from 4 until 7 at Cronsage Park in the Gene Larson Shelter. The first picnic will be held coming up this evening. Reminders from our community calendar here on WRCO.
1, 2, 3, go! How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face. How the fallen angels, how the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks, and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes, and I wake up with a number 1, I swear I'll never do it anymore. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the train starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face. I'm a fallen angel, I'm the backstreet boy. We'll be right back.
Robert Redford, even Overhaul. We all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinion changes, yeah, when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get prettier at closing time, 'cause they all begin to look like movie stars. Place. They put the globe on every face of the fallen angel of the Backstreet Boys. Oh, the fallen angel of the Backstreet Boys.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw! An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in home talent baseball in the northern section, Black Earth over Cazenovia 8-2 in a game heard on the radio. Cross Plains 7-4 over Black Earth. It was Reedsburg 13, Cross Plains 1, and Ashton over Sauk Prairie 12-8. Dodgeville 13-8 over Blanchardville. Pine Bluff Mount Hora beat Wyota 5-3. Arena with a 4-3 victory over Scholesburg Benton. Hollandale 9, Ridgeway 3. Belleville 8-7 over Muscadet yesterday. On the state scene, Manny Machado homered in the action, and it was the Padres edging the Brewers 1-0. The victory enabled the Padres to win the series in Milwaukee before they returned to face the reigning World Series champion Dodgers for the first time this season. The Brewers prepare for a three-game home series with Atlanta starting tonight. Elsewhere yesterday in the National League, it was Cincinnati 4-2 over Arizona, Pittsburgh 2-1 over Philadelphia, the Dodgers 7, St. Louis 3, San Francisco 4-3 over Atlanta, and the Mets 13-5 winners against Colorado. In the American League, Cleveland 4, Houston 2, Kansas City 7-5 over the White Sox, Minnesota 6, Toronto 3, the Athletics 5-1 over Baltimore, Seattle 3, the Angels 2, Boston 11, the Yankees 7. Interleague action, Tampa Bay 3-2 over Miami, Detroit 4, the Cubs nothing, and Texas 4-2 over Washington. In the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City over Indiana 123-107. And European Ryder Cup captains and teammates Darren Clark and Thomas Bjorn won the American Family Insurance Championship on Sunday in Madison. That is a look at Monday morning sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
The Aerobic Polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venable.
All righty then. Without further ado, hopefully you're stretched out good. It's time for the aerobic polka. One and a two. There you go.
Until the very end, we're going to make you want to join us time and time again. We're gonna make each other happy, no matter what they may be. So gather round, we're going to play some polkas from Cashton, our hometown.
Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchman in Cashton, our hometown. The aerobic polka today.
On the mountain, what do you see? Bear tracks, looking back at me.
You'd better get your rifles, boy, before it's too late. The bear's got a little pig and hit it through the gate.
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the run. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet to jump. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
I saved up my money and I bought me some bees. They started making honey way up in the tree. I chopped down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Slewfoot's done made himself at home.
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the run. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He's never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell.
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the run. Running 90 miles an hour.
jump. He's never been caught, he's never been tricked. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use, I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. I won't be, I'll be working. Long as my two hands are fit to use, I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song's for the working man.
There you go, for the working man, the working woman too. A little working man blues on a Monday. Maybe you have a little of the blues today. I don't know, but how quickly the weeks go by, that's for sure. And it was a good weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Lots of folks attending the Richland County Dairy Breakfast yesterday. There was just a little bit of rain in there. We picked up 28 one-hundredths in a short amount of time here at the studios yesterday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 55 degrees. We're headed towards 67 later with maybe a little rain today. Scattered showers likely and maybe some rumbles of thunder later on.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The U.S. and Vietnam look to expand trade. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Vietnam has signed a memorandum of understanding with several U.S. agribusinesses to boost trade opportunities. Ohio Corn and Wheat's Director of Market Development, Wendy Osborne, says a Vietnamese delegation recently visited Ohio.
We're buying a lot of goods from Vietnam, and they're a good trading partner, but they haven't bought as many goods from the United States. So in order to find a solution for this, they have made the commitment to buy more U.S. agricultural goods.
Farmer Patty Mann says expanding trade with Vietnam could help boost profitability for several U.S. ag products.
They were impressed with the size and the scale of our farms. They were amazed at the equipment. We always talk about what a great quality product we grow, and they want to see those products. You know, they want to meet the farmers that grow them.
Vietnam is currently the 10th largest U.S. trading partner. The delegation is expected to purchase more than $2 billion in corn, soybeans, DDGs, wheat, meat, and timber. The trade mission is currently with leaders in Washington, D.C. and Maryland. A poultry and livestock economist says he's watching to see if the egg market recovery stalls with the latest highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak. Mark Jordan is executive director of Leap Market Analytics.
Notwithstanding this last wave in Arizona, the 2.5 month stretch that had been relatively quiet had allowed the market to calm down quite a bit. A combination of not quite as much panic because of fewer AI cases. Also, that run up in retail prices really kind of jarred the consumer.
USDA says more than 5.5 million birds have been impacted by the virus over the past month in Arizona. A U.S. senator from Nebraska says there is support to keep the 45Z tax credits in the president's reconciliation bill. Pete Ricketts tells Brownfield.
Well, at least from what I have heard, there's nobody looking to take that out of the Senate bill. So, again, obviously that's something I've been a supporter of, and I'm going to be looking to make sure stays in the Senate version of it to be able to help us promote biofuels.
National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman Jr. says year-round E15 was not included in the House version of the bill, but he's optimistic.
You know, we're hoping that possibility the Senate can come up with something with reconciliation to get it in that bill or any other bill that we can get to carry it, because we feel like everybody supports it. We need to get a bill that we can put it in to carry that to get that permanent, and that would be a big win for us.
Hartman says the longer it takes to approve year-round E15, the more uncertainty it creates for retailers and consumers. The Weed Science Society of America is urging lawmakers to consider the consequences of federal funding cuts to ag. Hillary Sandler tells Brownfield members of the Weed Science Society told Ag Committee legislators and staffers the funding cuts could jeopardize important research. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Another light day of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs close mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There were multiple light rounds of direct cash cattle trade throughout the week. Deals in the South range from $225 to $232 live, $3 to $10 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were up mostly $380, $13 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers and feeder heifers were steady to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $5 to $10 higher. The USDA says quality was fair to attractive with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steer, 604 to 641 pounds, brought $336 to $356.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 651 to 680 pounds, brought $298.50 to $322. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice stand $1.77 at $365.08. Select was 12 cents higher at $356.73. Estimated cattle slaughter was 103,000 head, down 14,000 on the week and down nearly 16,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a light negotiated run. It was an up and down week for the cash hog market. Processors worked to navigate pork demand and available supplies of market ready hogs. Global demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong, helping provide price support. But China's the wild card right now, especially as the industry waits for any news about trade talks between both the U.S. and China. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct were $1.30 lower with a weighted average of $100.55. The Iowa Minnesota closed 28 cents higher with a weighted average of $102.83, and the Western Corn Belt closed 21 cents lower with a weighted average of $102.50. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $3.39 at $111.51. There was strength across the board in the primals, and estimated hog slaughter was 444,000 head, down 25,000 on the week and down about 24,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, supported by another really strong week of cash business. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by stronger cash and wholesale business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly at 242 to 244 live in the north. Butcher hogs were $3 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up with the higher moves in soybean and crude oils. July beans were 5.5 higher at 10.57 and a quarter. August was up 4.25 at 10.50 and three quarters. Corn closed higher on technical support with July up 3 at 4.42 and a half and September 1.75 higher at 4.33 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were supported by that direct trade. August live was up 205 at 218.87. October was 155 higher at 215.52. August feeders were up $1 at 310.15. And with cash and wholesale support, July hogs were 230 higher at 107.10. August lean was 235 higher at 109.40. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Politicians agree that school kids should get the health benefits of milk. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. There's not a lot of bipartisan support for anything in Washington these days, but the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is an exception. Agriculture committees in both the House and Senate have signed off on the bill, which expands milk options in school meal settings. Senator Peter Welch is a Democrat from Vermont.
Bottom line, the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids is to put milk on the table for kids. A lot of temptation for kids these days is sodas, you know, sugary drinks that are not nutritionally helpful. So I found a lot of support for this, and the flexibility that we have in the bill for some choice, I think, helps. And it also acknowledges that some kids are lactose intolerant, and obviously we want to protect them from doing something that would be bad for their health.
Welch predicts the bill has a 60% chance of full passage.
If we get it on the floor and get the cooperation of leadership, we get the votes. This is one of those areas of rare bipartisanship that we have right now. The Ag Committee has always had a willingness on the part of those of us who represent rural areas, whether Republican or Democrat, to work together. Our effort is to persuade leadership to put it on the floor, and I think we get it there. We get a vote, and people feel good about it.
Welch returns tomorrow to talk about immigrant workers in the dairy industry. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Most of the federal milk marketing order changes are now in play. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch tells Brownfield all but one federal order change has been made.
All except for the composition factor increases which USDA delayed 6 months until December. So those won't be into effect, which will benefit dairy farmers eventually when they go into effect.
Changes include increased Class 1 fluid milk differentials, going back to the higher of Class 1 price mover, removing barrel cheese from the cheese protein price formula, and an increase to make allowances, which allows processors to keep more money from the farmers' milk checks.
Especially in those regions of the country like the Upper Midwest, California order, Southwest order, where a significant portion of their utilization is in Class 3 for manufactured milk classes, we do expect to see those to bite into dairy farmers' checks.
Munch says Farm Bureau's analysis of make allowance changes would reduce a farmer's milk check 87 cents per hundredweight for Class 1, 85 cents for Class 2, 90 cents for Class 3, and 85 cents for Class 4. He says processors argued during the federal hearing that farmers would likely see the impact of make allowances balanced out by higher milk component premiums. Munch says most milk premiums have disappeared, so that remains to be seen. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower except for whey Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices up 1.25 cents at 58 cents. Two sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down 6.25 cents to 185 and three quarters. 21 sales recorded. Cheese barrels went unchanged at 186, no sales. Butter prices fell 0.25 cents to 255 and a half. 23 sales were recorded. Nonfat dry milk was unchanged at 126 and a quarter with three sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living, it's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul, so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 67. Some scattered showers possible today, maybe some rumbles of thunder. And also for tonight, a few sprinkles early, then partly cloudy and cool, with a low down to 50. Tuesday, sunshine mixed with clouds and a high of 77. Maybe some rain on the way as early as Wednesday. Then again, showers likely by evening with heavy rain possible and a high of 85. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 55. We're up from the overnight low of 51 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today as we make plans for Monday, June 9th.
Something up with me. Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. Soda pop and the dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Yeah. I've been cooking. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence and fly me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hank Williams on WRCO, the Light in the Milk Cow Show. It's 12 minutes before 6.
When I think of my childhood days, growing up in a small town, USA, the fondest of my many memories is that front porch rocking chair and all of us children gathered there, waiting our turn to climb up on Mama's knee.
Tony's weather is coming up here on WRCO. It is 9 minutes before 6. Here is Susan Ray.
What you gonna do with a dog like that? He ain't no good, and that's a well-known fact. I'd run him off, but he'd just come back. Now what you gonna do with a dog like that? That man of mine, he's a no good thing. He went downtown and hawked my wedding ring. Spent all the money before he got back. Now what you gonna do with a dog like that? We've got 6 kids and one on the way. He lays around the house and he sleeps all day. Always wanting me to scratch his back. Now what you gonna do? What you gonna do with a dog like that? He ain't no good.
you gonna do with a dog like that? What you gonna do with a dog like that? The roof needs fixing and it's starting to rain. The car won't start, there's no gasoline. He's got me living in this rundown shack. Now what you gonna do with a dog like that? What you gonna do with a dog like that? He ain't no good and it's a well-known fact. I'd run him off but he'd just come. What you gonna do with a dog like that? What you gonna do with a dog like that?
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Slaughter cows are steady with beef crossbred calves much higher. Jersey calves sold up to $6.90, Holstein calves up to $11.80, and the black crossbred calves up to $15.60, all by the pound. Thinner started Jersey calves sold from $2.35 to $3.40, with started black crossbred calves $7.20 to $9.90. Feeder sale is Friday, June 6th. We get started at 1 o'clock. Early consignments include 8 roan steers and heifers, 6 white-faced steers, 10 black steers and heifers, 12 black and red steers, 5 crossbred bulls. All of these weigh 550 to 700. There'll also be 15 black steer calves in the 350 to 400 pound range, 22 great Holstein steers weighing 550, 6 Holstein steers 1,000, a couple white-faced bulls weighing 1,000, and a pair of Jersey steers weighing 350, along with many more packages of cattle. If you have feeder cattle for our weekly Wednesday sales, be sure to contact Darren Colton or Jim, 608-627-1401. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola serves the farmers of the six-county area.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a low-pressure system spitting in from Minnesota along with a cold front will drive some scattered showers across our region today. Nothing too terribly heavy, but a few spots could see a tenth of an inch or a little more. The heavier activity probably going by just to our north. Otherwise, it will be on the breezy and cool side for this time of the year. Tomorrow should be a more typical June day with some sunshine and mild conditions, so get out there and enjoy, because we have some more active weather on the way for the second half of the week. As a front moves in from the southwest late Wednesday and stalls out, this will bring warm but humid air toward the area overrunning that front. We could see some periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms from late Wednesday all the way through Friday morning. Right now, it looks like a couple inches of rain not out of the question, although the exact axis of where that falls is still in question. Otherwise, today, look for mostly cloudy skies, breezy out there, high 67. Scattered showers likely, maybe a rumble of thunder. West wind between 8 and 17. Tonight, maybe a sprinkle early, then partly cloudy and cool, low at 50. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with some cloud cover and warmer, high 77, west wind between 7 and 15. For Wednesday, partly sunny and rather warm, low 57, high all the way up to 85. Showers and storms likely by evening, some could have heavy rainfall. The outlook for Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely at times, low 59 with a high in the mid-70s. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers once again, maybe a thunderstorm, low 62, high about 76. On Saturday, sun peaks and humid, maybe a shower here or there, low 59, high 79. And Sunday looks like a nice summer day with partly cloudy skies, low about 57 with highs close to 80. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
55 with cloudy conditions. Yesterday, we tapped out at 75. We did pick up 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio studios. Record high, 93 in 1911. Record low, 37 in 1969. Last year's high was 75 and the low, 49. Sunset will happen at 8:40 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21 tomorrow morning. East winds are at 5 to 8 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 29.73. No precipitation today. Yesterday, again, a little bit of rain here and there, varied amounts around southwest Wisconsin. We're up 4 from the overnight low. It is 55.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 6 from ABC is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A weekend of immigration protests in Los Angeles. National Guard troops sent in at the direction of President Trump amid protests around ICE agents who have been raiding establishments and rounding up those suspected of being in the country illegally. ABC's Matt Gutman in Los Angeles on Sunday night.
A federal law enforcement here and others deployed tear gas pellets, flashbangs, trying to disperse the crowd. It didn't work. Everybody came back in, and they're sort of waiting for the next phase of this standoff.
Governor Gavin Newsom has objected to the deployment of the National Guard, saying local officials had the protests under control and that things only got worse when the National